You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Between 2000 and 2011, nearly 1.6 million Michigan residents lost coverage from employer-sponsored health insurance plans, according to the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. Bridge Magazine correspondent Rick Haglund took a look at that number, what it means for the state's economy and families, for the online news service for the Center for Michigan. Rick Haglund joins us. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Gordon. Good to be with you.
Despite the large number of people who lost health insurance provided through their job, Michigan is still above the national average for employer-provided health insurance. What explains that?
Well, a couple of things. One is that, we've had a long history of, unionized workers in the auto industry and manufacturing, and usually those union contracts required the employers to pay health care benefits to the workers, and that sort of trickled down, if you will, into the economy of Michigan, so that, for other employers to compete for talent, they also had to provide health insurance as well. So we ended up with a fairly high rate. Also, we have, Michigan's got a lot of big companies, the automakers, the drug companies, Kellogg, what have you, and larger corporations tend to provide health insurance to their employers at higher rates than smaller businesses. So that led to a pretty high rate of people being insured in Michigan.
And obviously the number of jobs which have been eliminated in the auto industry plays a big role in the number of people losing employer-sponsored health insurance coverage. But what are some other factors?
Well, it's no secret that health insurance has become extremely expensive. The costs have risen by double-digit increases for years. And that's caused a number of employers, particularly smaller employers, to say, hey, we can no longer afford to offer health insurance to our workers, so they've dropped coverage. Either that, or they've also shifted such a high amount of the cost to employees that employees just sort of gamble and say, well, it's too costly. I'm not going to take that insurance from my employer, and I'll just take the risks of being uninsured. So those are a couple of things that have happened in the past decade or so.
So even for those of us who still have health insurance provided by our employer, what does that loss of people without employer-sponsored health insurance coverage mean for Michigan's economy overall?
Well, there's a couple of impacts. If you lose your health insurance from an employer, let's say you're a family and you need health insurance, if you're buying health insurance on your own, that means you're not spending it on something else, whether it's a new washing machine or a new car or occasional dinners out at a restaurant. So it hurts those segments of the economy when a bigger chunk of your paycheck is going to health care. It also hurts the healthcare system to the degree that if you choose not to have insurance or if you can't afford to pay for it, when you get sick, you end up in the emergency room, and the cost of treating uninsured patients gets spread to everybody else who has insurance. So it's a big problem.
Your story introduces us to a couple from Rockford who both had to go for years without job-related health insurance. In fact, the woman, Linda Brower, still does not have health insurance provided through an employer. Her husband, Ken, is now eligible for Medicare. But what has this couple done to get by for the last several years?
Well, they have basically just gone without insurance. They have not had, they were fairly fortunate in that they have not had major health care problems in that length of time. But Linda told me that, one of the things that happened is her husband just became eligible for Medicare in January, and shortly after he started getting Medicare, he developed a heart problem that he had to go in and have taken care of. And, you know, she was saying that this is something that probably started years ago and was not caught because they, you know, they couldn't afford to go for regular checkups. So they've just been kind of, you know, just been kind of struggling and trying to get by as best they can.
We have about 30 seconds left. Governor Snyder has proposed expanding Medicaid, which is allowed under the Affordable Care Act, and the federal government would pick up a large chunk of that cost. If that gets through the legislature, would that help address the problem?
Yes, a lot of the experts think that it would. It would allow more people to become eligible because it would expand the definition of poverty, so you'd become eligible for Medicaid. Some of the studies have said that as many as 600,000 people in the state could become eligible if through this Medicaid expansion. So it would take a pretty good chunk of the uninsured, take care of a pretty good chunk of the uninsured.
Rick, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Gordon.
Rick Hagman is a correspondent for Bridge Magazine. You can find links to their stories on healthcare at our website, wmuk.org.